easy for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal for the victory!
Hi, I'm Marcus, and welcome to Goal for this week. This is we're reviewing round two and also looking forward to the action on round three. I'll introduce our panel.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Steve.
Excellent. Let's get into it, fellas. Let's start off with the action from round two last weekend. And Lucas, you're looking at the first game there.
Yes, Adelaide United defeated Western Sydney Wanderers 1-0. Adelaide United snatched a 1-0 victory against the New Boys, Western Sydney Wanderers, at Hindmarsh Stadium last Friday night in front of almost 9,000 fans. In a lacklustre affair that didn't spring to life until the 30 minutes, the Reds claimed all 3 points late in the second half when Argentinian import Geronimo Newman scored his first domestic goal for the club.
Steve, how did you see that, mate?
I think the word lacklustre really does describe this game. The first sort of 60-65 minutes was very slow, fairly boring. Nothing really happened. I think that came down to the fact that Western Sydney still have that very strong defence and they sort of cut everything down, and Adelaide kind of lacked that cutting edge up front.
Let's move on to game number two. Lucas, your boys.
Yes, Newcastle Jets defeated Sydney 3-2. Del Perro and Heskey both got on the score sheet as Newcastle edged out Sydney 3-2 in a pulsating A-League clash at Allianz Stadium last Saturday night. In front of a record regular season Sydney crowd of 35,419, the international stars both showed their class with impressive goals, but it was the Jets who held on for a crucial victory.
What a fantastic game, and what a high-scoring game too.
This was a showcase for the A-League, this game. All the players played at an unbelievable high standard. Del Piero definitely showed his class. You can see he's 37 years, but you can see how strong he is on the ball and how hard it is to get the ball off of him. What an amazing game this was to watch. The standard was high. The crowd was brilliant. And I honestly think Sydney deserved to win this game. They played a lot better. They had a lot more opportunities up front, but just couldn't put it in the back of the net.
Now the unbelievable game. Jack, tell us about what happened to Melbourne
Brisbane
Victory,
Roar defeated Melbourne Victory 5-0.
Godfather.
Not very good. Brisbane Roar showed former coach Ange Postecoglou just how much work he has ahead of him at Melbourne Victory, as the defending A-League champions thumped them 5-0 last Saturday night in front of 17,000 fans. In his much-anticipated return to the Suncorp Stadium, Postecoglou's old charges inflicted Victory's worst ever defeat.
It was a shocker, Steve.
It was. There's not much you can really say about Melbourne Victory's performance with this game. It was possibly one of the worst games I've seen them play. They never really got into the game. Look, the first 5-10 minutes, they looked okay. But from there, once Brisbane Roar kicked it into third gear, I guess, they just outclassed them in every way. I think there was a very big difference between the two sides in this game.
It didn't help with Archie Thompson not playing, though.
It didn't, but look, Brisbane played very, very well in this game, and I think that compounded the whole thing with Victory playing very poorly as well. There was a brand new young guy made his debut in this game for Melbourne Victory, and his name was Nayan Nabu. Sorry, just lost it for a second there. 20-year-old signed on a youth league contract no more than a week ago and made his debut on the weekend. And, look, I thought he played pretty well. He was one of the shining moments, I guess.
Nice work. Jack, you got the next game, Melbourne Heart?
Yeah, Melbourne Heart drew with Wellington Phoenix 1-0. A depleted Wellington Phoenix side came out from behind to claim a 1 point in a 1-1 draw against a 10-man Melbourne Heart outfit at Amy Park last Sunday. In front of a good crowd of almost 11,000, the Heart dominated the first half but failed to score with a series of chances to double their lead on the first half. And they were made to pay when Paul Eiffel levelled from the penalty spot. The Phoenix were missing six players as well as their coach. It was a great result for Wellington.
It was an unbelievable result for Wellington, I'd say, Steve. That is, they are still a pretty amazing team, I think.
Look, it was a very good result for Wellington. Yeah. Good result for the rest of the competition for those that are falling behind a little bit as well. Look, I was lucky enough to sit in this game. Melbourne Heart, they outclassed them in the first half. Their goal was set up by Aziz Bajic with an unbelievable run right down the left-hand side from one penalty area to the other. So, look, they outclassed them. It took Simon Klosmo to get sent off with a handball on the line for the game to really change. And after that, Wellington came back into the game.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a fantastic result as far as they're concerned. Melbourne Heart, they're a good team this year, though, aren't they? They're going to be good.
Oh, look, I think we'll touch on it a little bit later, but there's a couple of key signings, a couple of things happening during the week. Hurts me to say it, but I think they're up there.
They're going to make the next step. Yep. Final game with the Round of Boys to review from last weekend. Lucas, which one?
Central Coast Mariners defeated Perth 1-0. Super sub Daniel McBreen scored the decisive goal as Central Coast Mariners secured their first win of the season, defeating Perth Glory 1-0 at Blue Tongue Stadium last Saturday afternoon. The crowd over 9,000 was brought to its feet in the 70th minute when former Glory striker McBreen scored after only being on the ground for 7 minutes.
Yes, mate. Yeah. What do you reckon?
Didn't get to see too much of this game. Crucial game for both. I guess it's a big rematch from the prelim last year with Perth knocking Central Coast out after winning the minor premiership. Central Coast has got some revenge there. From what I've heard, it was a fairly lackluster game as well. Mm. Fairly slow. Played in some fairly ordinary conditions as well over the weekend with a lot of these games. But, yeah, look, good result for Central Coast.
Let's move on now to round three. Jack, let's talk first about the first game up tonight. What's going on there?
Yeah, Melbourne Victory takes on Adelaide United at Etihad Stadium tonight. Ins and outs, Melbourne Victory. Ins, Archie Thompson, Mark Milligan, Marco Rojas, all return from national team duty. Outs, Danny Allsop, who's retired. Spars Delavisky, with a calf, 1 to 2 weeks. Andrew Nabote, with a groin, which is 1 to 2 weeks as well. And Adelaide United's ins, Ian Fife, promoted. Dario Vidicic returns from injury. And the outs are Evan Kostopoulos, who is omitted.
What do you think, Steve? How's it going tonight? What's going to happen?
A few surprising selections there, I must admit. Dario Vidicic, from the news I got last week, I thought he was going to be out for a few weeks. So that's a good in for Adelaide. For Melbourne, Archie Thompson, Mark Milligan and Rojas all coming back from international duty is going to be a big in for them. Hopefully that entices them to play a little bit of good football. Look, I guess the big news during the week was Danny Allsop's retirement. I think that came out of left field from anyone. Just a bit of a tribute to him, I guess. He's played across four continents around the world, played for some of the biggest clubs in the world, including Man City, who were Division 3, I think, at that stage when he played for them. Big loss for Melbourne Victory, but hopefully Ange Postecoglou brings someone in that's a good replacement, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Why would he retire? What would make him decide to retire right now? Is it because of last weekend or something else? I know he's out with the injury anyway, but why would he? Why do you think he pulled up?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It came as a surprise to me when I read it last night. It doesn't really say anything in any of the news reports that I've read or anybody I've spoken to. So, look, family reasons, it's come to the end. He's realised it's his time. Could be pushed, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows. Anyway, it's a sad loss to the game. So, boys, give us your tips for the Melbourne Victory versus LA United game. What do you reckon, Lucas?
Okay.
Lucas?
I'll go with Adelaide United.
Okay, Jack, what do you reckon, mate?
Adelaide. I don't think Melbourne's sort of. I don't think they're over last week's appalling performance. So
you reckon they'll carry on their sort of weirdness about the whole thing?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the heart this week. I'm going to say Melbourne victory with some big ins.
Heart.
I'm going with Melbourne victory. Even though Adelaide are probably going to win, I just can't not back the home team.
Yeah.
They're my boys. I'm going for them. Okay, next game, Lucas. Newcastle Jets versus Central Mariners.
Yes, Newcastle. Oh, yeah, kicks off at 7:45 on Saturday at Parramatta Stadium. Ins and outs, Newcastle Jets in Bugatti, Brilli, Ante, Chapman and Taggart. And for Sydney, Bozanic returns from injury. Hearfield and Griffiths both promoted. McGlinchey returns from international duty. McDonald and Konzik both promoted.
Steve, what do you reckon?
There's some big ins here for Central Coast. Oliver Bozanic will be a strong influence down the left-hand side. Troy Hairfield down the right-hand side as well. And with Kwasniq probably coming off the bench as he normally does, becoming that super sub that we all like to hear about and normally making an impact there. I don't think I could go past Central Coast this week.
Okay, moving on. Jack, next game, mate. We should do it. Tips. What are your tips, boys?
Yeah.
Lucas, what's your tip, mate?
I want to pick Jets, but, yeah, Central Coast.
Oh, mate, you got to stick with your home team.
I want to pick them.
You want to pick them?
I'll go for Jets, but I think Central Coast have got to win.
Okay, Jack, what do you reckon?
Honestly, I think Newcastle can get up. Honestly.
Go, Jack.
Yeah.
Steve?
Central Coast, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going for Central Coast as well, too. Okay, let's move on to the next game. Jack.
Yeah, Western Sydney Wanderers versus Sydney at the Derby. Kicks off at 7:45 on Saturday at Parramatta Stadium. The ins and outs, Western Sydney Wanderers ins. Reece Kyra, returning from Qantas Young Socceroos. Jason Triffolo with an ankle. And outs, no outs. And Sydney ins, nil outs. Adam Griffiths with a hamstring, which approximately 3 weeks will be out.
Okay, Steve?
Big game. First Sydney derby played out at Parramatta Stadium. From what I've heard, pretty much sold out already. Yep. So it should be a nice big crowd in there. It's good to see the A-League attracting some good crowds. It's pretty much three sold-out crowds in the first 3 weeks, which is great to see.
It is good.
Look, Sydney's going to outclass Western Sydney here, I would think. They've got the quality right around the park. Adam Griffiths, a big loss in the centre of defence there, but, yeah, I couldn't go past Sydney here.
I reckon they'd be desperate to win too, eh?
They would be.
They'd be desperate to win this game. This is a make-or-break game for them, and they'll definitely come through. Lucas, what's your tip, mate, for that game?
Yeah, just like Steve said, Sydney easily, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sydney, yeah. It just... Yeah, class.
Yep, Sydney win. We all tip
Wanderers.
Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next game, Lucas.
Yes, Wellington Phoenix v Brisbane Roar kicks off at 4:30 on Sunday down at Westpac Stadium. Ins for Wellington. Mark Paston, Glenn Moss, Leo Bertos, Ben Sigmund, Tony Lockhead, Jeremy Brookie and Benjamin Trotsori all return from international duties. And outs Luke Rowe, Scott Bastelage, Tom Biss and Jacob Spoonley, and in for Brisbane Roar, Henrique returns from injury, and out Ivan Franjic with a abdominal strain, which just 1 week.
How's this one look?
Wellington's got some really good ins back here with all their international players back and their coach, which will also help. Look, I still can't go without Brisbane here. Brisbane last week looked back to their best, if not better than what they have been playing over the past few years. New coach, a few new tricks, a few more long balls, surprising the defenders. And I think they're going to be very hard to beat this week and throughout this year.
I actually think Wellington Phoenix is going to win.
Do
yeah,
you?
I think their performance last weekend in a gap sort of signaled something's going on here. And with all those ins, plus the coach, I think they're going to be... They're going to do well. I think they're going to upset Brisbane. Or Brisbane will be favourites, but I think Wellington are going to do something.
I agree with Mr. Marco there. Marcus.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Jack?
I reckon if Brisbane play to their old form, they can easily win this, I think. Easily.
I don't think there's any doubt that these two teams will be up there in the top four at the end of the year.
Oh, they will be, yes, definitely, yeah. Okay, next game, final game.
Yeah, the Perth Glory versus Melbourne Heart kicks off at 2 p.m. on Sunday at NIB Stadium. The ins and outs. Perth Glory, ins, Shane Schmeltz returns from international duty, Adrian Zahara, Braden O'Neill, Jesse Markaranis, Dumba Makati.
Good luck, mate. Nice yeah. work.
All promoted. And ins from Melbourne Heart, nil, out. Simon Colosimo, suspended for 1 week. And goal, Mavrahu too. Jonathan Germano, Ben Gurushi, international duty, Qantas Young Socceroos.
Okay, what's the call?
Yeah, look, Melbourne Heart, I think, will win this game, but they do have some fairly good players out if you have a look through that list. Simon Colosimo is going to be a big loss in the centre of defence. And Geronimo will be a big loss for them as well. But I do think they will probably win this game.
Okay. What do you reckon, Lucas? Who's going to win, mate?
I'm going to go with Perth Glory.
Perth Glory?
Yeah, I'll probably go with Perth too.
So. I'm going with Melbourne Heart. Sticking with the Victorian boys. Why not?
Some big news during the week as well, Marcus, with Melbourne Heart, with Vince Grella signing a 12-month contract with Melbourne Heart. Big news. I think that's going to really, really strengthen their midfield and really put them up there.
Now, while we're on Melbourne Heart, you stayed at the game after the game, didn't you? You saw the Victorian final?
I did. Victorian Premier League final.
Yep.
Dandenong Thunder and Oakley Cannons. Fairly good game. I think there was 10 yellow cards, two red cards.
Not to forget the big flare across shot the across.
Yes,
the
yes, and the other three or four that got set off each time there was a goal. Not very good publicity for our local game, to
What's
be honest.
What's going on there?
Look, Dandenong really did deserve to win this game. They lost two games all season. They have been the strength side of the year. They won the Victorian treble in the state knockout cup, minor premiership, and now the grand final. So, look, they were the outstanding side this year. And I think some of these A-League sides really should have a look at some of the players that played in that game. There were some very, very good quality players.
Nice. Okay, let's move on. Now let's get the ladder from round two. Ladder, Jack, you're going to hit up with the bottom half of the ladder, mate. Go.
Melbourne victory with no wins and two losses.
God,
same with Sydney, who are ninth. Western Sydney coming eighth with one win and one loss. The Jets, the same, coming seventh with one win and one loss. And same with Perth as well.
Jack, top five, mate.
Yeah, Brisbane with a win and a loss. Central Coast with a win and a loss. Third, Melbourne Heart with one win and one draw. And Wellington Phoenix as well with a win and a draw. And on top, Adelaide United FC with two wins.
I got a funny feeling the top five is actually taking shape already. I reckon that's sort of there. Yeah. Any change? Is that, Steve, you're predicting that would take anyone's spot there at this stage?
Yeah. Look, I would think Melbourne Victory and Sydney should
Godfather.
Get up there.
Let's hope.
But who would have guessed it? Mm. Those two sides at the bottom of the table by the end after round two.
Mm.
You would never have thought that with the publicity that both teams got.
Mm. Which they always do get as well too.
The scary thing for both those teams, I guess, Marcus, is that no team's ever won silverware in the A-League having lost the first two games of the season.
Mm.
Yeah. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And Lucas, the favourite, Instagram.
Nice work, boys. Well done. Thanks for tuning in today, folks, and have a good weekend. Go Victory. Go Heart.
Go Jets.
Love that.
Okay, go Victory.
See you next week. See you, folks.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
For us.
He scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has got it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal!
Pero que es lo que pasa.